You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right. That's the thing
about used chairs.
Yeah.
They don't have like odometers on them
cars. I understand that. I just
it's just the squishiness of the cushions.
That's just me. I just prefer to have my own ass print in my chair.
Fair enough.
Not go behind somebody else.
And when you put it like that,
yeah,
it's hard for me to make an argument counter to it.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
I'm not anti-used furniture.
I'm not saying I'm anti-used furniture. I would prefer not to use it.
Fair enough.
Like, yeah, that's
fair
it.
Enough.
That's it. That's
fair
it.
Enough.
That's
fair
it.
Enough. Fair enough. I just, you know, we're gonna upgrade the couch, which people may remember. It's not that long ago we got this couch.
I remember,
but I don't know. I guess couches aren't built like they used to be. Because we went to like a pretty nice furniture place and got this couch, and it's I don't know. So anyway, we're gonna get a sectional. We're gonna upgrade. And I was like, all right, now perfect opportunity to get a chair.
Is the sectional got a laser bar on it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Like one of the corners does.
But the
one side has, you know, it's got like the long side and then I'm doing such a bad job. Everyone knows what a sectional
is.
Yes. But like it's got the cushions on one side.
Right.
And then the other side is just one long cushion, kind of like a lounge.
Part. Right.
But the end with the cushions has a Lazy Boy on it.
Put your dibs on it.
Okay.
Yeah, get dibs on it. Man. All right, that's the daddy part right there, man. Okay. All right, we had the sectional like that. I was like, that's the only part I want. I don't care nothing about this dibs. I didn't even want the sectional. I just want the Lazy Boy part.
So they all went to the furniture place and looked at them a couple weeks ago without me. And then so Lily had been there. And nothing she loves more, and I think every little kid is like this, but nothing she loves more than like kind of being a little expert on stuff.
Right.
So I went with them last week, and so she got to show me around. And she was like, come see this one. I like this one too.
Right.
Sit on it. How does it feel? I was like, you could sell couches. You get a commission on that too.
Yeah.
Like she'd be, you know, it's probably labor laws about having a 5-year-old sell couches, but whatever, when she's ready for it.
There you go.
Yeah.
She was
selling the hell out of those couches.
Yeah, the new couch, and there's that new couch feel. But yeah, I mean, again, it was something that I'm ever, because we got like the big patio chair outside off of Facebook Market. That was fine, whatever. It's outside.
Yeah,
we rarely ever sit on it. But
that
like in the house, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Teach their own.
But I'm just saying, your wife, like.
She's with you.
She's with me.
So my opinion is irrelevant. This is just a waste
of energy. What would have happened if you just went and bought the chair and then just brought it in the house?
Man, that's a great question. that would become a porch chair. That'd be the nicest porch chair you've ever seen. She's like, you put it on the porch. It's covered. Kind of.
Yeah.
Anyway. let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Super bizarre weekend in football in general, and we'll get there in just a minute. So Devils, we played two games, one on Saturday, one on Sunday, split with a loss and a tie. Cold back and forth games. Juice pitched yesterday, 3 innings, 8 more strikeouts. This one should be kind of considered a can you get an unearned loss? Because that's what we gave the other team.
You can get an unearned
run. That was an unearned tie, actually,
okay.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
So Yeah, man, you got to be able to throw and catch. We could not do that in the rain yesterday, so we let a team come back on us but end up tying the game.
A lot of times with Atlanta United, depending on how it ends, Mike Conte will say it's a tie that felt like a win.
Yes.
Or a tie that felt like a loss.
Yeah. Yes.
You're saying it's
a tie that felt like a loss.
Okay.
We in no way deserved to win that game, and we barely scared. When that third out was made, it was a play at home. We ran to the line to go shake hands. We're like, all right, let's get the hell out of here. Rain's pouring. Shouldn't be playing that crap anyway. So Friday night, I took Juice to the Norcross versus Parkview football game. Barn burner comes down to the last possession because of a stupid 15-yard penalty on Norcross's defense. I think it was like a late hit or something like that. They give the ball to Parkview on the 10-yard line. So they get first and goal four times. Norcross defense holds them all four times. Wow. They're up by six. End up winning the game. Shout out to Coach Nate for getting us in there. Speaking of Norcross High School, former Norcross Blue Devil Alvin Kamara and the New Orleans Saints get their first win over the weekend.
That was a stretch.
Alvin Kamara gives the game ball to Coach Kellen Moore, but that wasn't the most important play from that game. The most important play from that game, as it pertains to us, was this one.
Dart takes the snap, back to throw, fires it into the end zone, and the pass is caught for the touchdown. On the scene, Theo Johnson. Jackson Dart, Theo Johnson, a winning combination. They're 2 for 2 in the first half.
Do your homework.
That's how you know Bo's so good at fantasy football. I never even heard of the guy.
Yeah.
He starts him, he catches 2 touchdowns. Theo Johnson?
Cole Kmet.
You ever heard of that guy?
Yes, I heard Theo Johnson. That's significant of it.
Cole Kmet was on a bye.
Okay, all right.
So we had this, and this is a team, this is a league with like 4 bench spots. I had to drop Cole Kmet, picked up Theo Johnson. Because of Brock Bowers' injury, right. I have Brock on several other teams. I had Theo Johnson on several other teams, too. So the team we're playing tries to be sneaky. They pick up Cole Kmet after I drop him on a bye and then have to drop him because he has like 3 hurt players. So as it stands right now, we're up 108-67, and we're playing against Xavier Worthy tonight. We are finished, but it looks like Do Your Homework is going to get a win to crawl to 3-2 on the season.
Yeah.
So
I love it.
Back into contention. So we'll start with the bizarreness of the weekend with Thursday afternoon, I guess. So Mac Jones and friends, before Thursday night football, Mac Jones is hanging outside of on the balcony of the team hotel, sees a body or a person that ends up being a dead body floating in the harbor there.
What?
Whoa. Yes.
Where were they?
Who hosted Thursday night football? It was the 49ers, and who they beat? They beat somebody.
They sure did. The Rams.
Yeah.
Oh, in L.A.?
Yeah, so it was in L.A. in their team hotel.
Damn. All right.
Mac Jones sees a body floating in the harbor. All right. They go to gather all their stuff. I don't know if he reported or not. I think he may have told somebody because you see somebody floating in the damn river. Then
yeah.
When they go to leave the team hotel to go to the game, there is a coroner out there and authorities and cops and all kind of stuff. Yes. Mac Jones, before Thursday night football, which he played very well in, all beat up to hell and back. Witnessed a dead body floating in the
water.
Damn. Super strange.
Want to see a dead body, like, really?
Yeah, like,
really,
stand by me.
It was a real thing.
Wow.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, that sucks.
Then flash
forward. Of all the places I would want my dead body to be found, it would not be floating in the bay.
No.
Because something bad happened.
Yeah.
Like, well, that's like Los Angeles.
But they're Los Angeles somewhere.
Los Angeles, yeah.
Best case scenario, you drowned. Worst case scenario, somebody
put you in L.A.
Yeah, somebody put you there.
Right.
Yeah.
And one of those people that might be putting people there. So Friday night, Mark Sanchez he's calling a game on Sunday. Friday night decides to go out to a bar and I guess get inebriated. There may have been something snuck inside of his drink. Goes outside of the hotel where they're staying at, onto the loading dock, and starts running up and down like he's doing sprints or something like that. So an Uber driver pulls up to the loading dock. I guess illegally parked, because the hotel manager has to get in there and say, hey, you can't park or stand here. So Mark Sanchez gets into it with the Uber driver, who's driving a truck. All right. Uber driver says later on the police reports that he smelled alcohol on Mark Sanchez's breath.
This sounds like the behavior of a drunk person.
Yes.
It sounds like a behavior of not only blacked out, maybe on some other stuff too.
Okay.
Tries to get into the Uber driver's truck to pull him out. The Uber driver maces Mark Sanchez.
What?
Does not slow him down. All right. Now, he may have missed. I'm not saying he hit him directly in the eye, but he tried to mace him. Mark Sanchez gets this guy and starts beating him up The Uber driver stabs Mark Sanchez several times. Mark Sanchez is taken to the hospital from the loading dock of the hotel he was staying on. He actually may have gone back into the hotel and started drinking more after being stabbed.
After being
it's all
kind
of crazy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Goes to the hospital.
I guess if you're an Uber driver, you probably need to carry
mace and probably a knife.
And a knife.
Yeah.
You never know.
What kind of knife was it? I'm just curious because you know them old, because he's 69 years old.
It's one of those little
ones. Why did I say one of those pocket knives that you actually got to manually open or did he have the switchblade? Where,
say you think it's Rambo's knife?
I don't know, man. It's just like for him
But I mean, if Mark got stabbed three times and went back to the bar, it's probably a pretty little one.
But that means
that's probably a little knife.
He had his knife on him, though. That's what I'm saying. You know the OGs?
Oh, yeah.
Go to your, I bet your uncle got a knife. I don't mind, dude. Hey, go have that knife with him all the damn time.
So
play with him.
The truck driver had lacerations on his face and hands. Has a cut on his jaw, I guess, from Mark Sanchez maybe punching him because Mark Sanchez was unarmed. So Mark Sanchez goes to the hospital to get treatment for being stabbed, is later arrested at the hospital.
Damn.
It now comes out this morning that instead of misdemeanor battery charges, he is now facing a felony battery charge for attacking this truck driver or Uber driver in a truck before getting his own ass stabbed.
Damn, dog.
And he didn't call the game on Sunday either.
No.
No, he did not.
No, he did not. All I saw was thoughts and prayers.
I believe he'll be fired probably.
All I saw was
it's not looking good for Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, I don't
not
know.
Not a great career move.
Getting shanked by OG that you don't start it with. Yeah, that's his OG move. He probably was like, did he say he feared for his life probably?
He said he's trying to kill me.
He's trying to kill me.
Yeah.
He's trying to kill me. I'm going to have to put some holes in you. So Sanchez leaking all over Naptown.
Whatever. Our guy Schlereth moves up one rung on the Fox broadcasters.
See, come on, man.
That's good.
Yeah, he does.
Come on.
So as y'all.
I'm sure he didn't want it that way.
It's a cutthroat business, Randy.
See, there you go.
As y'all kind of touched on earlier, the Yankees are getting walloped by the Blue Jays. Blue Jays are up 2-0 in their best of five series. Here's a little piece of that.
Last time they saw Warren, he wasn't throwing nearly this hard. Righty's 2-1. Swing and a deep drive. Left field. That ball is soaring out of here. A grand slam. Pinch yourself all you want. You will not wake up from this dream right now.
They're getting pummeled.
That's Vlad Guerrero Jr. with the grand slam as the Blue Jays beat the Yankees yesterday. 13-7. Like I said, they're up 3-2 in the 2-0 in the best of five.
Freed got the start in that game, too.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he got rocked around.
He did get rocked around a little bit. Mariners get the win as well.
That atmosphere?
That series is at 1-1.
For the Mariners
game? I saw the highlights this morning.
That's the first time they've won a playoff game in 24 years.
What?
Yeah.
Damn.
Kind of crazy.
I was at it. It was game five against the Cleveland Indians.
Is that all playoff games or a home playoff game?
All
playoff.
They have not won a playoff game. Oh, you know what? Incorrect. They won a road playoff game. They got beat by five in the ALCS that year, so they won one playoff game. They've won three playoff series in the history of their franchise.
Yeah.
So people are very happy.
That's good.
Dodgers beat the Phillies. They are up 1-0. And the Brewers beat the Cubs. They're up 1-0. Both those game twos are this evening. Kind of. You guys pull for the Dodgers in this series? The Phillies are the Phillies, or you don't really have to pull for anybody?
Nah.
What? Just kind of let
who?
It happen.
Pull for who? My team.
I'm pulling for the Mariners.
Yeah, you got to. In American League, you absolutely have to. I'm pulling for the Mariners, too. I hope they get it done. That'll be cool.
Yeah. Whatever.
So we have a race, and Abe just stepped out of the studio here. I was wanting to kind of tell you all about this one. Here he comes back here. So we found a race that's right up Abe's alley, as he is a long-distance runner, goes running all the time. So in Denver, the perfect place to have a race like this, we will have the Taco Bell 50K.
Oh,
just curious to see if Abe's going to go enter this one.
He loves Taco Bell.
He loves 50Ks.
Definitely don't. That's 30 miles.
31-mile race that stops at 10 different Taco Bells on the way around the, I guess, city.
So you're going to run and eat Taco Bell?
And probably.
Who's going to clean up them streets?
In some of the libations in Colorado as well.
Who's going to clean up them streets after that? Oh, no. A 50K Taco Bell, please.
If you're not interested in that one at all?
I would do. There are multiple Taco Bell runs across the country.
And you stop at Taco Bell and eat.
I haven't done one, but I would. But
didn't their slogan used to be "Run to the border"? Something like
run for the border. Way back in the day.
Run for the border.
Way back in the day.
Dong.
Or something like that.
Yokiro Taco Bell.
Oh, it was Yokiro Taco Bell. What is it now?
Liv Moss?
Liv Moss.
Is that's that right. bad that I just can pull that
no,
right
no,
off,
not
top,
bad.
Right off
no,
my head?
Look, I enjoy Taco Bell as well. Love Taco Bell. I'm not going to go run 31 miles to go to 10 Taco Bells.
No, I gotta be real.
I'd rather run 31 miles than eat a Taco Bell 10 times.
Taco Bell 10 days in a row.
Your going to be on fire. Along with that altitude, well, you're going to be jacked
no,
all the way up.
No, thanks.
Speaking of jacked up, this Saturday from noon to 2, join Bo Morgan, Squid Billy at Bulldogs Kia of Athens as we get you ready for Monday's big game. One lucky fan will always win the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with the rolling stands, plus other prizes, plus the...
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Winner takes home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday, noon to 2 at Bulldogs Key in Athens with my main man, Squid Billy Bo Morgan.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into the big story of the day. Georgia beats Kentucky on Saturday and all the other craziness from a college football Saturday as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.